We have a Shulchan Aruch, but then before the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Tov Samach Ches, Siv Gimel, which is Lashon the Rambam. Again, the simple pshat in the Rambam is it all follows the place where you were born, no matter what. Excuse me, this is a Siv Dalet, Tov Samach Ches Siv Dalet. The problem is, it seems to contradict the Mechaber in three other places. And that's our assignment for today, trying to analyze the three other places. Where are the three places? The Bialacha, here on the end of the Ramaskel, Aholech, quotes them. What are they? Tav Tzadivav, Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet, Yerodea Simen Reish Yudal. We're going to go in the opposite order. But first, we're going to start Yerodea Simen Reish Yudal. Who has Yerodea Reish Yudal with you? Who has the answer to bring? Only two guys have?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, put it on. Why not? We'll do it on the screen. Thank you. So, this is a finish of an Aruch on the old Baron McComas, not the new ones, this is the old ones. Thank you. Okay, Rabos, everyone ready? Yoradeus, Sivin Reish, Yudalev, Siv Aleph. Quotes our Raisa, Sachin. I'll eat whatever, whatever's on their old book. What's on their cards? The Shulchan Aruch, Shach. Logistical problems, yeah?
No.
Say, we raise your dollar tip out of the base, three shots, a dog of a rubber, and three pieces of chubas. That's the official Mount of Commerce, and I think we should to get them all on the Hebrew books.
No, there's no dog of a rubber.
Piss of chubby, yeah?
Piss of chubby, no.
What was that?
Oh, yes. There is.
That's fine, about the regular one. Okay, good. Boss, let's read. How many two? No two. Yes, good. We're good, ready to roll? I'm reading from the original, from an old fashioned, Shulchan Aruch. I mean, a book. The new print of Shulchan Aruch. Raise your dollar, tip out. Everyone who doesn't have it, please look on the screen. It's right in front of you. Varma Mutarim. Vahayodim Bem Shem Mutarim Nogu Bamisa. Why they say that? As opposed to Minig Ritos. Havikilu Kiblam Alem Begeder Beneder. We also latir and bahem. Rafika, Hilka, Misha Rogel is Anos, Tanas with Rosh Hashanah, Shem Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Misha Rogel is Olechel Bosom, Shalosh, this Yain, Rosh Chodesh, Ova, Mishiva, Sabatamas, Rotz Alachzabo, Machashena Bori, Sarah Shlosha, Sheyatirula. Ah, what does it mean? So it says he's going to the first chapter we saw, that the Rishalmi means, Nishal Vematirula means without a Torah Sadar. With a Torah Sadar, it works. Everybody, able to see, but the top half is the mechaber. It should be visible. Huh? Oh, lights. Oh, much better. Okay, fine. In b'shar sheitzkel nino koyadat b'lino kein leola. V'nogen afilu pamakas tzarech hatar. V'yiftat b'charata. We spoke about this already before. We saw it inside the Rishonim. Shemischaret shenogen l'shem neder. You regret that you didn't say b'li neder. V'fichav harotz l'nino b'ktas dvaram b'torom l'syogu precious. Yoma betchilas anagosa sheina mekabel of kain v'ned v'gam yoma shein bedatol in the kain el pama ahu of the pama v'shir tzalol yol. Avol no gemisa bedvarim amutarim machmashis v'ruv shein masurim tos lo habe kilu kibla v'ned garnished. Right, this is their sheet of tos balamar fine. V'yesh mishomer. We saw this in the round as well. Shem toav v'noah gisa bedavar amuta nishalu matirin lo v'shlosha ken ataras the darin. But when you dare to mutter when not go be sir eh matirlo a filu ke eh na toras the darim that we kill keep the balatsom ki surum shasras and tora shenem hegel yola but the minik is far we showed up. Okay, so there's 2 days we saw in the rush of the run. The first day is called the rush, the second day is the maskana of the run. This is what it says. Fine, this is Sif Aleph. Okay, we'll get to Sif Beis later, because first we have to do the other sources, the super commentaries I asked you to see on Sif Aleph. So we have over here the first source is the Shach. There are a number of Shachs on this Sif. We should see. It's Sif Cotton Beis. This is the minor discussion here in the sugya. It's not minor lamaisa, but it's minor compared to the global issue we have to discuss this in base. Let's first see. Says the Shach base. He's fasting. Not Hashem or Bari. Sar Shatila. Reisi Mishiksha. The Kansas on the Rav. Kedivra Machaba Shetzarach Torah. Ubarachaim some taksach so it's a vase kosav ago. The tanis bahab or you to make shuva. Shir bris milat mitzvah lechol ben tzarach hatar. Kilo nogo lesanis b'chei gavna. Vim kein hocha. Amai tzarach hatar. Neimad lo nogo lesanis kishaino bari. That's the kash. Okay. We have to have a turn out. Steer between our machaber and in Orachayim. Vlav kushi. The horse and lo nagul is anos kshirib bris mila. The nagul lechol in kain kolam misana that the hachi misana. The kshirib bris mila yocha. Aval hacha lo asik adaite. The kshoye bari lo yisana. Hilchach tzorach haTorah. Very good. So the Shach's answer depends whether from the very moment that you took upon yourself a neder, you had a mind with limitations, such as in the case of a bris, or you didn't have a mind. You never expected to get sick. So it's a balabat the shazak, depending on you expect. Did you have it in mind? Didn't you have it in mind? Everyone with me so far? That's a Shach's answer. The Piskei Tshuva quotes the Dogel Merabava. Shekota da machaber mairi sherot zolav zol legamre. Vishal aloshu de minhova liolam. Lekach tzarech hatorah. Aval an ira lo eza mechush verot zolech ol ayom vishuv leas and lechoz ol minhova. Ain't talking about that. It's a much more loveish answer. According to the Shach's answer, it all depends what he had in mind from the very beginning. The Kohen Dagmar Rava, no, it depends what's going on now. If he wants to break the minig for good, then he has to have a Torah Siddharm. If he just wants to break it for today because he's sick, or whatever it may be, doesn't require a Torah Siddharm because he never meant to have it apply in all situations. The big difference is Halacha L'maaseh. Somebody used to stand up for Lainey. And I can't sit down, his back hurts. So you have to have a Torah Siddharm or not. According to the Shita Dagal Meravava, no, because his back gets better, he's going to stand up for letting again. According to the Mechshach, yes, because he didn't expect that his back's going to hurt. Even according to the Dagal Meravava, if the doctor tells him, listen, you turn a certain age, you've got to sit down for letting from now on until 120, then even according to the Dagal Meravava, you have to have a Torah Siddharm. You want to leave me so far? Okay, this is the minor skirmish leading up to the big Zach in Siv Beis. How many get Siv Beis? Press next or something?
It's down. Just go back.
Here we go, it's right here. Siv Beis, Rabbo says, is a Siv which we have to spend much more time on. Okay, and we're living so far. Kabbalah Sarabim Chala Aleim V'al Zarum V'afilu B'dvorim Shalokilu Aleim B'nei Ha'ir B'askama Ela Shenoagu Kemi Atzimas Get a Shag L'Torah. It's still Chal forever. Ken Aboyim Michutz L'Ir Lodu Shom Arayim Ka'an She'al Ha'ir V'chayavim lasas kiptikuna ketakanasa v'af b'dvarim shohayu asurim b'hem b'irim v'hem minhaga v'hem minhagayir shabol adur bol lasar hunju b'hem im ein datam lagzar. This is a shita's rov rishonim. Against whom? Against whom is this makabah? The Rambam. The Shach is the obvious question. The Shach is the obvious question, Rabbi Osai. Again, before we read it, before we go into the major skirmish, which is the Shach of Kotten Ches, I ask to see the Shach of Kotten Zayin. Again, some minor skirmishes before we get to the major battle. What's the Shach? Zayin, okay. Haim adakim b'min et choshev, sh'no v'kem b'tam et chochem. Al b'min et geruah, eino chayav lasas ketakonosan, Shlo b'fnei, or b'fnei talmud kocha, rat b'fnei amor, it's chayim d'kein. Mishnezele, ken kotzev toysa rosh b'ek mamash nagu. Alright, we saw this. Mi yu kotzev a rosh. Im yesh locha shal machlokas, osa b'chol inyin, she'en l'shanas b'fnei machlokas. Fine. Yeruchim, Tur, Rambam, Toysis, Mistapek, and the Choshev. We saw the Toysis. The Bach was to us Machmir, Choshev, and the Choshev, and the Chumma, 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 because you're always afraid, maybe it isn't in the Choshev. Toysis say, Lo Mashma, Hachi. Because it's been a choshev, I know she'll have a few time at chocha. I'm in a guru, I know she'll have a few times at chocha. We know what it is. Fine. This is easy. Now comes the big cash. Ches. Tema. The Khan Kotsu Kedavi Hari Vashtim and Sadi Tesh Otsi Kem in Ach Shas. Per Kama the Chul Nafi Ches. Rav Zeira Ein Dait Olavza. Habi. Who Al Pishi Tes Tosus Varosh. Beish Man Shnok. Chen Das Aranshav. Atur. Chegat of a Torah Shalom Rechusim Tel Kherish Kuf Ayin Dal. Ha-ho lech le-mokom. She'en l'sana b'mokom she'en l'sana b'dal al-avzo tzor l'sanos. Almo dim ein dal al-avzo ein tzor l'sanos. Or chayim sim tov samach dalit hetek ha-mechaba devi ha-rambam. V'nira midvorov da'filu ein dait al-avzo nos al-chum b'mokom she'o tzim ishan. V'ayin al-pi ha-sugit ha-resh pek mokom she'nogu. Chen near me, Divya Rabba Magad, Chen Das Rabbam, the low he visha, the Machaber, low Rab, Sros, the Rosh, the Sios, the Cloud. A steer of Galuya in the Machaber. This is the Kasha we all ask. This is the Kasha which should be Aloch or Esses, from the Shach. The Machaber is the Rabbam and Tom Samaches. He doesn't set the Mogan of Rabbam, no Chaps. And he, in here, in Yerodea, he's passing how, like everybody else, and in two other places, the Rechaim as well. Ev Shadasa Machaber. The Chale, catch this now. Ben Ein Dait Olavzo. Look at this now. Ein Dait Olavzo. U Mikol Mokom Ein Dato Lishtakea B'Yir Shalach L'Sham. Rak B'Mokom Acher. A, B, and C. He left A for good. And he's now in B. He's not going to be in B. He's going to move to C. A new case. That is suggesting the Mechaba learns in Simen Tov Samaches is limited to that kind of a case. In other words, A, B, and C. Three Mekomas. We'll see soon. V'hach gav ne'mayi baruch ha'im v'sim v'tov samaches u'bein dato l'shtakeya. V'mokum sholach t'shom u'v'hochi marish shom v'sim v'tov k'lufayin dalet v'kan. What does that mean? If he's going from A to B, the Mechaber passes against the Rambam, you have all the din of Makom B. You plan to live in B forever. But the case, look at when he's reading in, open your Mishnah Berurah, see if it fits. It's not so bad, the Mishnah Seretz. Remember, the whole Kasha from the Rambam is based on four words, five words. The five words are printed in Shulchan and Mishnah Berurah. And the Mechaber, the line four from the beginning of the line, page Ayin Zayin. V'chein mi shedato lazo l'mkomo. So therefore, by inference, Rabbi Osai, what were we talking about until now? Mi she ein dato lazo l'mkomo. So we, to me, have assumed there are only two extremes. Either it's dato lazo l'mkomo, you're in B, you plan to go to A, or if it's ein dato lazo l'mkomo, you're in B, you stay B forever. That was on naivete. There's a third possibility. What's that? He's going to play C. So the Shachlim shot in the Mechaber, at the Mechaber, when he quoted the Rambam, maybe the Rambam himself meant it by inference. The case of Ein Dat Alachlim Komo, he's going to be going back from B to A, but the Mechaber couldn't have possibly meant that. The Mechaber meant he's going from B to C. Alright, that's the Shach's answer. Not bad, considering how difficult the question is. That's the Shach's answer to the steer in the Mechaber. That's what he says. Not that the Rambam necessarily himself held that way, but the Mechaber held that way. He didn't say the Rambam himself held that way. I get it. Maybe the Ram did held that way, but you can't guarantee. But the Shulchan Aruch at least held that way. Fine. Good. So far, so good. This is his tense. Once we're here, let's see the Pischei Tshuvas, which I asked you to see. I asked you to see Pischei Tshuvas in your Odeya here. Aleph, Dal, and Hey. Aleph, we saw already quoted the Dogma of Abba. You have to see a Dal and Hey. The Al Zara. I am b'tshuva shekosa dinog b'ezer dava kedasa mekel the achsha b'skimu lesser horishus b'yada v'yem b'zeh mishamotzi laz ala rishonim. Whoa. V'loshav z'al b'dava shal ishus. Who have learned git in the first parak? B'fonai nechta b'fonai nechtam. What does it say in the Gemara? Shur rishona. Right? So see the first line. Right? So the Gemara says, oh, but I want to be machmir. No, nimtis at the motzei laz al gitin erishonin. You want to watch the entire ksiv and chasima, whereas the Gemara is beferish, it's enough to have the first line. He says, oh, I'm a frumman. No, you're a frumman. You're a bum. Because the motzei laz al gitin erishonin. It only applies by gitin, doesn't play anywhere else. The moment of Rome is not that way. We'll have to see later on. Okay, that's done. Hey. Ayin berheitin. U'mashakos of ayin bechavis yor. In my bain b'chui of linam, I have a chavas yor. You can get the chavas yor on the screen. Why not? Let everybody see the chavas yor. Let me just. Can I do this while you're doing it? No, can't do it at the same time. So let's view first. We'll be able to get back to this when you finish. Let's finish this first. Give me a second. Let's finish this first. Let's take a second.
I think this might be a link to it.
A link? That,
yeah.
Wow! Hold on! Don't go away. If I can link this would be incredible. Hold on. Me? Try this. Oh my goodness. I can't believe it. I have to get a computer. This is unbelievable. That's incredible. This is every kind. This is a.
Sometimes.
What is this? Is this about, is this 14?
It's 14.
You link every two that's going? It's linkable?
Not everyone.
Maybe everyone's on their database. That's unbelievable. Time to get a computer out there. This is incredible. It just happened out of the day. I bought my Chavis Yor special. If you know you have a Chavis Yor, we'll press a click of a button. It's right here. Let's see what he says. Can we widen this? Because we don't need the shop anymore. Can we? That's too much of a ask.
This.
Oh, look at that. Nishalti mi'bal Torah v'rei Elokim. The Mechuyav Gamke Lina preaches with Sanesim Shane Vechamishi Shenog Ovin Beneda Koyama. We're frat Yud Other Shenog Ovin Sanas Lachal Tstoka Kalshon and Nes to Lodosh and Nas Lo Kano Bene Baishim to Pegmam Shenog Nunim Beis. Hey Shafti Lo Barichas. The Tantis Dvar Bekit to Nimrit. He's giving us a kitter of his own children. To Lachor and Nirim. Hey Bene Baishan Mechayim Levonim Lisnag Bechol Dova Shekivlu Aleim Avoseim. For Lo Levat Shekivlu Beferish. Like I feel the noble shaminin nas and nether, the gambade bashan or kibble last is mak noble, the can cause of a reverse machuva, if you're base yourself, for sure, and you're there, so it's in ratio down. Just saw it. Knessak dollar, the shame come a good dollar. Look at all that. But the mutal alena the doctor was there. Tim can hate what son of your dana, veraglena, becholdor, vador, becholes, becholshaw, who becholmoko. She's chasidim of flog and the middle of the chasidus, so with hanes and vena bottom dog and the middle of the chasidus has haim. Afki gam hen tzaddik and vishar. So what's going on? How come we don't keep the chumas of our fathers? Yim kafisha los roya lechalish al gam b'chayav avicha lechalish yisrael shekabel atzma uyaskel linug ezer davar gom lamod b'ashvaras haboker v'litbo b'chol erev Shabbos teichev you gam bana v'chayav nusnagein. What do you mean? My father gets up early. I have to get up early. My father goes to mikvah. I have to get a mikvah. Chen kol doras haboyim imenu ad elav dor. What? Right? This is just the big kasha, right? This is a kasha, great. Have you much to do up because of the charata? That's according to the first day of the Mechaber Reishadal. We pass like Minikus for Rishon. Mashegen Abonim Shebnei Baishan Amru Anolo Epshalon, and they didn't warn Matta Torah to Darmina. Yod Kosher, very Kabbalah Yisrael. Kabbalah Yisrael become a brisus olos ushvus. V'isorah mafarshim befrat balakeda. Echayev shel hatla habris v'ashvua al doras avoam efligul hamet. As I mentioned to you yesterday, hamet be'iyon api mashkas eshiyash tepo sheru shel kol neshamas asidin abli boros gam aruchos v'diyuk nemagufim havachos v'shalah herach v'zeh v'lulei zeh ayol ayol doras avoam v'chiyav v'lekaim. The answer really is, that was a Kabbalah's HaKlal Yisrael. That's critical. That's the real answer to that question. If the Neshamas, that's Al-Pi Sisri Torah. Al-Pi Nigla, Nasa Venisha is a Kabbalah for all of Klal Yisrael. And since we belong to Klal Yisrael, there's no need for us to accept it every single generation. And the question, how does that fit into what we're discussing? Zop the Chavis Yom. The deal is like the Vaday Kromash the Kodesh Ravni was Ravicha who has smacked the Biyam. The Teda, the Loki and having the Mema the Kodesh Alavicha via Gaycha, the Betora, Shiva the Ravavia, who crawl Minna the Tivana Gamina Chanaka, the Billy Rabbana, the Begum of Ligan. Elamishim that will crawl your Furash Avicha as a Ganecha, the Kodesh Baruch, the Nessus Israel, the Takanos, Shaka de Beshlomo, a Melchal of a Shalom, and Derech Tokoch of Avicha, and Kipshuta, the Kavanos of the Betora Machiav and Pshita. Yachad, the Hachim Ashvadosh and Arab Yosh, Shamokom Goreng. I mean, the Mokom literally, we saw it, if it's Chorev, it's not the Mokom. It's the Kehila. It's a miniature of a Kabbalah's Torah Bar Sinai. They had a Kehila of 600,000 people, and they have a Kehila of whatever, it's 10 people. But it's a Kehila. Okay? The Chayim Adam Bnei Vashim, Mitzad Zal, Rov, Dor, Holet, Vahol, Bro, Vakila Kadosh, Kayemes, Vahorz, and Mamonis, paraphrasing Pesukim Koheles. Right? But they Baishan come and they Baishan go and they die out slowly and the Kilos Baishan stands. What Baishan? Yet in Europe, Kilos has lasted for hundreds and hundreds of years. You look at the cemeteries. Some of those old German communities, the cemeteries go back 800 years. Speyer or Meiser Magenza. And there were Kilos there until World War II. 800 years, the same Kilos, the same cemetery, 800 years. Yeah, serious. That's how it was. Right, then it wasn't an Eretz Yisrael, presumably was the same thing. Bubble, the same thing. They'd kill us for 800 years. So Nebuch, they got kicked out by the Goyim, whatever it was. Im lo ayadei mikra ro, v'derach zor, v'lo shchiach. Rebbe Zeyesh kol kol keda, shemesiyah b'neimu v'noseya mitzosam, v'la ro ru v'kilos acherim, and v'kiloseinu ha-kadosho, shod hayom, when did the Chavis Yor live?
Where did the Chavis Yor live?
What?
Right quick.
Where?
In the Bar-Ilan. Right-click on there. Anywhere on the show.
Use the right part of the mouse. Yeah, right there.
Right there, click?
Yeah. And there's a CSS biography.
Left. There he goes. Leipzig, Germany, 1638. And studied Jesuit in Germany. Had a hard life in the rabbinate. So the various rabbinic positions in Germany. His famous friend, Chavis Yor, evidences outstanding rabbinic scholarship and general knowledge as well as proficiency in Kabbalah. Ooh. He died in 1702. Okay, so here you have I get out of this? I don't have to get out of it. Just keep going. Where are we? Bekilas Hena HaKadosha. Sholayom Mis'anem. He doesn't tell you what his Kedush. I think it was Worms. I think that's where he was. He was born in Leipzig. But okay, we'll see soon. What's Tatnu? Crusades! Crusades was Tatnu. Tatnu was 856. That's 1096. Rum al Kogoyim. Rum al Kogoyim. 240. to the to what do we have over here? We have over here Tatnu. What's that? That's 856. Add 240. What does it take you? Right, you have 856 plus 240 is 1096. Got the higher mathematics? Rom al kol goyim. 204 between the goyish day and the Jewish day. That's. So yeah, I'm just telling you the
math. But that's only
you're counting
from your 4,000.
You're counting from 5,000.
You
have to what?
You
have to
subtract.
That
only works if you're before the.
Well, now the year is 5771.
Right. So now you start from 1240.
I'm sorry?
Now you start from 1240.
That's
it. Rum would be 2096.
Okay. But whatever it may be, you'll figure it out. We have mathematicians here. The Karl Levadai. Echon me also dar lo nisha mizar dar bekila kadosh. You know what he's saying? He thinks there's nobody, not even one person, whose son lives in the 17th century, going back to the 11th century, 600 years later, I think it's where he lived. Right? The Chashavti, B'nei Bonim Le'isata Bekila V'rubam Yudua She'en Avosem Ad Dalet Doro V'dori HaKakak. There's only four here, four generations. V'nirul Yisrozum B'chrachas Afilu L'Hokel Then Lokein Shabain Obas is Davgul the Lodur Bekila Keris. The Kol Shekain Bnei Bias of Shayt Hetik Mishona Mishon Malabatim. In Ein Dat Alavzar Ein Mechuyav Linig Chumro Minig Ir Shiyotze Mishon. Av Shinogu Bekibu. Yeah. Again to Rambam. Makoch Atan Shun Detoli Bemokom where he lives now. Okay. Who are they in the Hach Mir Evshe Shemitzad Amokom Shachir Vesnayu Kol Yimei Oretz Shok. After Yeshlachal Veloma Bishlam Lahakil Yeshlomar to make Kor that Tayel Lohoyal Makalat Adar Bishok in Le Bez and Masalem. Mashek and Lahak, Mir Ain Biyodom, Kom Nirli Bor, Mashka Safti. Chen Nirli, Ain Bekoach Mekihila, Afili Askimu Kulam Lahatir Nidrom, Lahagos and Lahakil, but Mashanogu Lahakmir, Hol Shachal Gam Aldoro, Saboyam, Arachok, and Abom Lodder. Sebuchim Ibn Baishan, Shlohoyo Abonim Chamburum Yavosayim. Mashkasafti, Chamira Kabbalah Kila Kadosha, Kavua, Mi Kabbalah, Kol Yisrael B'Sinai. Wow, what did you say? What did you say? I'm afraid to even go further. Say if all the Jews and worms is more than Har Sinai? Is that what you said until now? That's very scary. Shetorcha v'farshim liyashiv eichech nisu avas es zara mizera zara masoros habris avki docha kuktsas manase. The answer is, taka wrong. The reason is not because of the neshamas and the ruchas or whatever was there, because that was the ultimate kehila, kehila kadosha, the Kol Yisrael, the Mamad Har Sinai, and Klal Yisrael exists to this day. That's the real answer to the question. Even though we move from place to place, we're still Klal Yisrael. That's the real answer. But he doesn't want to. He doesn't want that answer. He gets stuck. He says that worms is more common than Har Sinai. I have trouble believing that even for a second. That's what he says.
That's
Yekus. I think they're going to get more. Yekus. Oh boy. Fine. This is all to Leah. The Rambam writes Beferish in two places, in Akdama the Mishnah Torah, as well as in Hilchos Mamon Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, I believe it is. There's Lo Soser Amin Hogus. The Brit Rav speaks about it in Hilchos Brachos, but that only applies to the Hogus of Klal Yisrael, not the minigat the person has in worms. Right? That's Klal Yisrael Amin Hogus. Like Yom Tov Sheni, next week's topic. Not the Shem is a minig. So why have to keep it? Oh, minig, I'll keep the minig. No, lo saser on the mamish. Alright. Mashen came. Kabbalas yachad amishpachad. Lo kviu yachad. Yes, not chal at all in children. Mashich with the Rabbi Yochanan ben Eveshin who mitzad amakom. Not because the children, just the mokom, those who live in that particular place. That's the answer. That's the answer. When you're hearing a karavina talia, when I was a kid, nimdu v'rabo bali takonis v'rosh amak goyin marash v'shanas minit kodim anog shlo l'schok kol hashonah. You know what l'schok means? Cards. That's what I think. Cards, kardin. I think so. He doesn't say this. He doesn't have the word out. How do I know? Rabbi Meir Chanukah. I know because the post would say, what's the Chanukah playing cards? Kind of the holy time. What they had in mind was they should only play cards on Chanukah. 51 weeks they shouldn't play cards. The 1 week were given for Chanukah to play cards. That was the original custom. Hey Rabbi Enai, Bene Adoni Chosid. Sheyu call you may nays akvul the holders of the halal bichon l'schokol kalatosh ubikesh la'asum the kvoat achten ches you may edom shem bittul maso mat. You want that? We'll take away the 8 days of Chanukah. You can't play cards. We'll give you back. We'll give a give back. You'll put the 8 legal holidays. You know, December 25th, January 1st. Base residents, the Memorial Day, President's Day, July 4th, Labor Day, MLK, which is Erlal Kulam. You know, they'll find the 8.
It doesn't mean the 8 days between December 20th and January 1st.
That's what it means.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, those are 8 days in their day. In those days, it was a different kind of a, forgive me, between December 25th and January, which you start a little bit today. If you want to give those 8 days, today we have different 8 days, you have legal holidays. You want to make a trade. Also be other, kilo eskimu l'shanas minik. Aval ahat l'hos of yom al yomim mamutarim l'rolish and l'koch hakol. Kosh can be other rap. Rap ki no kach shalonu chodesh yikor bo l'hos of kama yomim bidaito. Yeah, yom b'nei amol kilo nogu kozerim komenu. Fine. Hecha de nog nog meikor. Ad kan ha'isa tshuva. Aga bosi lichtov of dover alom menyono ki achas shenechav kilo senu. Rabbanenu v'shamim yireinu, seven tamat. What's tamat? Tamat is 449. What is 449 plus 1240? So what is it? 1689. That's exactly when he lived. He died in 1702. V'shalom nekila kol tibub tibana v'ikonim shenispazu kivimizrach kivimizora. What does kivimizora mean? A spreader, right? It was like they spread the grain when it was planted. They spread it. The Jews ran to all different directions. Precious. They have to have all this covers on that. That's what he wanted to know. The tail olam. Mamlechos tsarfas. The French made it into a tail olam. Lacha Yeshu, Vene Kol Yudim, Varelim, Shetavza Betibon Ol Biyomenu. Yama Melchom Aholich Mesoer, Vim Yovo Sholom, Yenuchu Yoshe Aoret, Vyodea Emas Tibon Ol Betikon, Vemas Yavzer Alea Tzom Kodoshim. Who's the star? What wars were going on in 1689? Come on, guys. What was going on in France and Germany at that time? I'm supposed to know these things, no? I took world history in high school. You let me know on Monday. You'll do your homework. Okay. What happened? No, it was the wrong way. Yeah? L'chein ola adas k'tosa loba kol tanisim v'anagosim b'telim v'v'tolim af m'tazim l'siyashim acha yish b'dor acher fili b'dor zeh ein mitzad achir l'asho l'kayim v'en hoga makadonim ki ponim kadoshim b'ol l'kayim. We saw this where? We saw this yesterday. Where did I read it to you yesterday? Remember, we saw this. In the Bir Halacha. Right, Yer Shachari. Remember that? We saw it right the next Bir Halacha. Right over here. Tom Samaches. Hey, shout to them. Ki lo keinu. V'yachim yechidim k'tzosim v'yishyashim v'asur tzibu gmiri v'chazne Hashem lo somnu. Sham da avida de batla. Chinyan Mechamas v'giru Malkos Shchiach v'sof and Shalom u'magam ir v'em Yisrael v'kila kadosh yasha noshin kazu, which is at that time already, who knows, v'adayin sifrei Torah u'klei kodesh u'chol penkosi kol sgurum v'muvrachim, that was still hidden in worms. V'ol kamarayas v'das Torah v'das notas shesh l'katzer poki k'var kasamta v'tuftam v'yam misim v'ironim sov dover ein achurban rakigirish obricham ne'arash earthquake Mekol Noges, Afilu Kulam, Uvachayom, Mitzapim, Lishuas Hashem, Derek Teva, Kenavidatam Lachza, Vulmutal Alem, Kol Kabbalah, Sukhumas, Bneka, Kakodin, Kenirale. I'm pretty sure it was in words, but I'm not sure. Does this very brief biography, at least could have said where he served as a Rav. I mean, you think, maybe one more line they put in? I don't know where he's born or where he died. I mean, that's not the most important thing about a person. Tainas to Bar Ilan, but I can't complain. Told us exactly where, you know, where he was born, at least. I have a hunch it was in Worms. I'm not sure. Now we go back to our Pesach Chul. What did I do that?
On the bottom, there are tabs.
Yerodea Simen, Reish Yud Del. I got to tap that. Oh, here we are. Look at that. So he said, you don't have to. You don't keep your father's menagim. I am Shuvah Zichron Yosef, Machkos Aval Dvor. Behela, and Abayn Mechuyim Lisnag Ben Nogus Avim Zulas, Mashisnag Am Abayn Me'oz Shehigdil Shegilu Avosof Lelechus B'Darcheim. The Olfas of Mamim Mariam Nayam Mechavish Gosu Kabbalah Sarabim Chalayim Valzaram. The Hainu Shekfog Nogu Kain Yoshvei Yir Vizaram. Navi Kenodru Gam Lazaram. Lochi Chayov Amas Ketakanos Mashen Kenim Abayn Lohisch Lisnag Me'olam Kiminegav Tom Shalaviv. And Abayn Mechuyim Lisnag. The preachers are like, what is he talking about? In the same town? How's it possible? Everybody died at once? All the fathers died at once? Now the sons decide we don't want it. Doesn't work. We saw that somewhere in print. Doesn't work that way. The Fichonis said that. People don't die all at one time. You know, didn't we see that lesson yesterday? I thought so. I saw that. Somewhere in the Fichonis. People die a little bit at a time, and the majority are still alive, and they keep them in under the previous generation. So that's forever. So in principle, the Fichonis was right, but not Lemaisin. It's unfortunately not linked. Okay, Rabosa, I don't have it in my house. So this is so... What? Not enough. This is Rabosa that we saw so far in the Siman Reish Yud Daled in the Yordei. This concludes this part of the Maram Akhoimus, Rabosa. Yordei and Siman Reish Yud Daled, we saw the Shach, we saw the Pesach Chuvus, we even saw the Chavis Yor as well. So now the second part of today's shiur is the Prichodesh in Siman Tov Tzadi Vov. But maybe can you get that on any of these things? Or it's only in Hebrew books. Who has a Prichodesh Tov Tzadi Vav here in front of him? Only one person. Two people. Can we get it on your books? This is the one. This is the last one of the Ram HaKomis. I wanted to show you this. I hope it'll be legible. Guys, you have to bear with me. It's Venetian print, you know that the we're not used to that kind of font. That's it. If you have a regular Shulchan, I advise you strongly to read, look inside. It's hard to read this. That's 496. You've gone a long way, long, long way. 50 pages left. 20 pages left.
Oh,
you've gone a long way, 20 pages left.
Oh, Tav Tzadi Vav. Oops.
Tav Tzadi Vav.
Never mind.
Oh!
There we go.
We're here.
Oh, boy.
Can anyone read this? Okay. Hope you can you read it? Why don't you move up a little closer to the desk? Maybe we'll have to read it better. Okay. I give you in the Maram HaKomis the psicha, the siv gimel. I want to see a number of osios, not the whole thing. So let's go down. What is this? Why is it stop? Why is it? I go next. Next. Right? Is that, I do the right thing?
Yeah.
I'm in next already.
No. Just
look next. Click next again. Next. Who's next? Where's next? With next. Next. Here we go. Shani. Oh, is this better print? Or am I dreaming? Is this a little better?
Minimally.
Yeah. Does this a little better, bigger, or clearer? No, that's my imagination. Shani. This is the first one, style base. Cause of marriage da. Am I able to read? Akal of pligi al vidvara mutarum the gamre. The nogu bem iser. The haviki iser chodosh. Valkain haviki mo neder. Vyesh lo hatora fishan the dorm. Are you able to read? I'm trying to mouse you along here. Shem lezer samutu. Ava bedovas yesh lo machlokas ben achachamim. Uva makam echad nogu de reosu. Lo kivlo alein iser chodosh. Lishia nira kimo neder. Shari Isu ze osur vi omen hoyoladas osu chacham. Atkan, right? We said this before. There's a machlokas in din. It's not a machlokas in minhagin. Has a different status. A different status. Okay. So, right. Vine emes nochan adover. Kishlo yeshlem rav aleya. Avim yeshlem rechocham muvuk yochol lahoros kula bedover. Shari heim lo nabu kain elapi osu posei. Lesser kisvur and shadin kain. The came in Sharav Yeshla Rais Listo Divyosa Posik, and the Yavale Alaha Shoba Shashiva Babimehe, Valpiv Yachta Valpiv Yiso. Last week's Pasha, right? Think so. Nimza Shaminik, Ha'echad Apiosa Posik, Ha'yaminik Betos. Doesn't mean it's Betos. According to the second rabbi, the first rabbi made a mistake. They were right to follow the first rabbi for his 50 year tenure. Now the next rabbi is another 50 years, they follow the new rabbi. It's like a toast. Doesn't really mean it. Doesn't really mean it's a toast. What's a raya? From Perikol Shok. There, so Shok is not for now. Okay. This is okay. That's the first thing I wanted to show you. Next thing was Os Vov. Cause of Marasha b'Tshuva, ain't Shayach lahatir b'Charata. What does that mean? We'll get together this. You know those clowns from the Sanhedrin somewhere? They'll make a Hataras Nedarim for all of Klal Yisrael. And Yontem Sheni. Won't work, says the Marshal. It will not work. Big question here is, Rabosai, how far do we extend this Kol Yisrael? Let's say I'm thinking aloud now, and it is not anywhere in any of these from, and I'm really looked a little bit. If you can find me over the weekend, I'm giving you all my job as my sheer assistance to find printed stuff on this. I looked a little bit. Rabosai. We learned Pesach this year, Pesachim. We learned earlier in this Zman, we learned Perek Kol Shor. And we saw a number of different customs. One, Rabbi Osai, is a custom of Kitnius. Ramah, Tafnun Gimel, I believe. One, we saw a custom, which has certain early sources, of not eating Gebrucht. So I believe that Kitnius is a pan-Ashkenazic minute. That every single Ashkenazi accepted upon himself for hundreds of years, whereas Gebrach was never accepted by all of Ashkenazim. Many in Western Europe, Ashkenazim never accepted it. So I thought, Aniyakotan, that I can't have a Taras Norman Kitnius, even though it wasn't quite Kol Yisrael of the Marashal, but if it's Kol Ashkenazim, I can't convert to become a Sephardi. So Mamela, it's the equivalent of Kol Yisrael. And then I have no right to have a Taurus and Darim on Kitnius. As opposed to Gebrok, the Gebrok was never was accepted by Kol Ashkenazim. So therefore, I can have a Taurus and Darim. That's what I thought. I haven't seen that either one should be discussed beferish in the poskim. I should tell you, there's one way out for someone who's of Ashkenazi descent to suddenly be able to follow the meaning of Sfarim. What's that?
Marriage.
If you get married to a Sfaradi, you're no longer bound by the chumras of Ashkenazim. You're allowed to eat, in my opinion, eat gebrok. I mean, you're allowed to eat kidney and stew, no problem. Did you tell me that?
Yeah,
Rabbi
Yashua said that.
Did you find that in print?
I mean, I did at one point, but not.
Okay, if you find that in print, I'd be very surprised. The reason why it's supposedly mutter, Rabbi Yashua did chiv about it, because when a woman gets married, she moves to a new place. What's a new place? A husband's house. The base is Shah Nadara. That's the ultimate move. We hope Shalom al Das Lazo. We certainly hope not. We certainly hope so. So therefore you move. So now you're living in a Sephardi home. So Rabbi Yosha surprises me. Until I see it in print, I'm not commenting.
What about, I mean, Gebrok also is associated with Hasidic groups. So let's say someone's family was Hasidish and
you're not required to remain a Chassid your whole life. I read it, someone showed me yesterday in the papers, they sent me a fax or something from a paper, that there's a big fight in Kiryas Yarl between two groups. It's coming to secular court. Some guy wants to say, oh, this fight. Crazy fights are going on. I'm not b'chuyuv to be a baba b'chosid because my father's a baba b'chosid. I can opt out, I'll become a.
Right, so that's not independent, it just goes along with the Hasidic. So you're no longer a Hasidic, so you don't
even. It's called when I'm living in. I consider myself a baba b'chosid. I am not a Gebrok, God's show. I'll opt to become Litvisher. If I may use the expression. I don't know, Punimish or Chosid. So, the Punimish, they eat Gebrok. I eat Gebrok. I don't see what's the problem. I'm not advocating this. I think it's still an Indian of Torah Tzadikha and Musavir and Torah Tzadikha. I think it's an Indian to stay within your, you know, as much as you can within your family customs and clearly you sort of belong to. But if you move out of it, you know, geographically, or if it's all intermixed altogether, intermingled, so you're moving out conceptually. I think it could be permissible. So do that, Taurus. No, that's what I think. That's what I think. And this is very, very important, Rabbi Osai. What about people living in America? So I say, look, it's true they kept kidneys for all those years in Europe. Move to America. America garnished. No, I think that we moved to America since we all came from Ashkenazi roots. So all Ashkenazi customs are in America as well. However, when it comes to Gebrok, where half the Jews in Europe kept the Chumrah, and half didn't, it seems to me, we moved to the United States, where there's no Kehillah whatsoever, my shul, half do Brok, half don't Brok, there's no geographical thing, there's no special Kehillahs, Brokers and non-Brokers in Riverdale, and such a thing. So therefore, it seems to me, although it's a bit of a problem that we saw before, the Knesset Gedolah, it seems to me, on a simple level, that I decide I want a Brok. I can Brok. In my case, my father already decided he wanted a Brok, so he Brok. I don't know what he did. His father didn't, I don't think. All right, he made life a little bit easier for me. But that's what it says. That's what
is it says. Possible that when people came to America, they could have decided to adopt the Minhagim, and then they just, from the fact that they didn't, so that now it's binding?
I don't know.
So they were used to their Ashkenazi stuff, so they came to America, they continued doing Ashkenazi stuff, so now we're McLeod, now in
I think if it's pan Ashkenazi, you're right. But if it was not pan Ashkenazi, I think not. You don't have to keep it. That's what I think. Okay, I'm not sure if I'm right. You have an assignment over the whole, you have a long weekend, Rabbi Osai. From Thursday to Monday. So look it up. Go to the library, go on your online search engines. Let me know what it says about these things. Yes?
What about saying Kabbalah Shabbos?
What about it?
Is that all of Israel? Is that
there may be isolated pockets that don't say Kabbalah Shabbos. Who's ever been in the shul where they don't say Kabbalah Shabbos?
I don't know.
Even Taimanim do. It's an incredible thing. Kabbalah Shabbos didn't exist The mamash didn't exist until the 16th century. All of a sudden, they decided to do Kabbalah Shabbos with five krokum of Mizvah LeDavid existed from the Arizal. It's all of that time. The other stuff came from the Ramak. It was after the Arizal.
Yeah, the sixth Mizvah came from
the Ramak. The Ramak, and now all of a sudden, that's unbelievable. The whole world says it. I mean, you know, it's very pleasant. Maybe we have time. We're supposed to see the Shavuos and Chumash today. If we have a chance to talk about the Kabbalah Shabbos, address the question.
So that would mean that if, like, some guy who wants to, who thinks it's Bittul Torah, would be, they would still have to, that it's absolutely usher for them to deviate from saying Kabbalah.
No, look, people come late to Sukkot the Zimmer too.
I mean, no, I meant
Lechatchila. I mean, you know, Lechatchila is in the shower. What kind of Lechatchila? Everyone knows. Everyone knows all the guys who daven Mincha, Mincha Gedola. My kids grow up. I daven Mincha already. They come huffing and puffing into Baruch Hu, you know. I have a minute already. So I never fought with them on this one. They're in the shower. I try not to miss. They shouldn't have missed premeditatively. But you know how it is on Friday afternoon. So I'm not gonna. I think we're going a different way. That since Kabbalah Shabbos is nothing, so you can have a woman lead Kabbalah Shabbos. I thought you were going that way.
That was my question. Rebbe asked us for things that were betos. What about?
So let's leave that around. But that's too hot to charge the topic. Enough has been written about it without me in the past year. I'll only tell one personal story. That Kabbalah, that Shabbos was Shabbos. It was Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Ekev this past summer, and history was made in my shul. My shul history was made. What happened? For the first time in history of the shul, they danced after the boy b'shul. What happened? It was my son Simchas Ofruf, and my son Avram down for the Yomut. He did an unbelievable Kalbach. Every single one was a different Kalbach Negev. And he finally got the boy B'Shalom. I already forgot which tune he sang. All of a sudden, obviously my kids had planned this already. They started dancing. I thought the Yekas were going to faint. I thought they were going to pass out, literally. But they didn't. And I didn't dance. I wanted to, because they never did it before, and I've been in 37 and a half years. And then it was only 36 and a half. So I wasn't about to start doing anything. So they danced around. I thought we made history. Next day I find out, I think we made history. It was that same Shabbos, and a few blocks down, they made a different kind of history. And apparently they sent out an email to the people in advance. So we were trying to make, my son and I was trying to make history, but a different Avram made a different kind of history. Whatever, it's all in the family. So Rabbi Sai, I'm not interested in making that kind of a history. I'm not going to comment on any more than that. Bye. Shvi, mi shenag aviv ezed davar mishum siyag al chasidus al derech moshul shekibol v'sanas beis v'hei kol yomav o shlolecha basa v'yom shochol gvina v'chayotzi davar baru she'ein ha-ben achrav chadlinik osa chomer elim kein asof ha-machas v'chaye aviv. I believe chaye aviv means when you were independent. If you keep your father when you're in his house, you have no choice. It means when you get married, move out. O acha misoso dashta rekim la latzma o la malchi pshina de lo shayach b'zeh shma b'ni musa ravicha v'raya l'zeh evia masa melech kol abosso. Here's a good famous gemara. Anolo milsa chala bar chama l'gabe abba abba ki abi ochel bistro idna la abi ochel gvina ad lamochor hashta. He would make 24 hours between meat and milk. V'ilu ano. Next. Whoa. Can I move?
Place
the bottom of the screen. Blue? Sorry. So I must have missed the line there. Marukul Havi Medina Midas Chasidus. I will know that I will see you like Kachmik Redin. Because the Midik Matos, like Mukhil Ben Olas, is Midik Ovid. Maybe he wants to be Doka the Rayon. Uncle Ponema didn't push it, chain off, Chayav Lenok Siogam is Ugderos, and a Ben. Chayav Lenok Siogam Ugderos Ovev, right, B'nai Beishon? No. Ain't a shame ish, El a shame Mako. This is word for word from where? From the Chavis Yor, right? Dinah Beishon. You hear that? Beishon is B'nai Beishon is Beishon. You hear like that? You're Beishon twice in the Sugya. Isn't that amazing? Beishon. The Tosis Kasha Beit Shan is the same thing, just pronounced it. That's amazing. Okay. Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Beishan. Da-da-dum. Oh, not like they said before that the Shamas were there. The way I said, not the Chavis Yor. Kabbalah Satorah is a minig of all Klal Yisrael. I think he just means while they're living there, that town, not the whole Klal Yisrael. Fine. This is Zion. Now go to Ches. Shmini. Makom shenagu isra b'davah mishem siyagu precious. Nimshachadavah lebanah kifi adin v'rotza nikah hatorah. Imotza lahatim alo. Plupta. The Marashdam says, "Mash Amu sheesh lo het are they sheila lechacham, hayne b'davash asu bnei amokam aleihem me'atzmam, davar chadash shelo nagu b'avoseim, avol davash nagu b'avoseim lo ev shalahati." What's going on? It's worse for you if your parents did it. It's worse than if you accepted yourself. V'rayim ma'aseh bnei b'ashen v'chedas marik yachash avos. Nogu came, Mishum Siog Varachoko, and Abonim Chayovim Lino, Vyevshim Lishom, Yachashak Fahukva Minik, Shamapa Siog Varachoko, Vichem Mukach, Behedya, Uvda the Bnei Baishan, Shakaho is Hukal Bonan the Kayam Minik Avosayim. Bish Lamakshimit Kila Hukva Minik Batol, Susfu and Shayos, or Eko the Maymar, Shayma Vakoshkin Bnei and Yachal Nishal, or Shay Kabala Batol, says Lamakshimit Kila Hukva Mishum Siog Vachumra. The pashtu shlo hemelo b'neim yichol nishol of atkan l'shom. Uve'emes shem mikan siul l'srosh marash dam. Anan kaimelon das hasovim the minik abach hasiyog. Oh, is there a Torah? But the marik holds even the abbas no a Torah. So on the contrary, from the marik is that koshke b'neim yichol nishol of the goriya koach one mikoachav. The das hasovim shelov as yeshem a Torah koshke l'bonim hepech s'vars marash dam. Okay, but anyway, we shouldn't follow the marik. Because he brought Beli Ashkava B'Svarim, because the Rosh cuts of the Hepech, etc., 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 etc. So we should disregard. Okay, so how do we pass the Lalach on the Mais? So what does he say? For those who follow the Marik, Nira Mito, the Shona Shotzi Meshas, and Cholak B'Dobar, the lesser. The Rosh says no. So Achli Ashay, V'Hidah B'nei Bashin, Ali Bey. Yeah, the Rosh Hishva Dina Benim Dina Av, Atarvayu Koy, Shachachem Yochel Lahatim, Becharata. Chidas Beis Yosef. He quotes the Rosh. It's the first day we saw the Mechaber. I draw mutarim. Hanu the nokach shari yodim shem mutarim. Right. Vehem asru aleim v'vneim v'chzikim v'minig abaseim. We saw the Medina asir kshu v'bnei baisha. Hosam yihayu raisha l'heram v'vneim. V'lo ataras nidorim. Adei shel eskochem v'pesa v'charot v'matir lehem. Kishar nidorim v'chener l'yikor. Rishalmi. So what do you see from the Beis Yosef's chat? That you can take the children have a Torah Sedarim. Beferish. So they can do have a Torah Sedarim. Shaminan here, what do you see? Minim machasyog yisrayat Torah. Ve'enod amnishol anidro kvose rosh kutal amal atarte shaminan minay. Chihechi delovas yesh tam atoru adem abonim. V'kol shekenu, the opposite of the Marashtam. The opposite. You can't have a Torah for the next generation. Okay? That's what he says over here. Yes?
So, I mean, since, if we pass in it, there is a Torah from Narn. So, like, Lomai says, since we all say Kol Nidre, like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Al Haba, so then would we need a Torah from Narn?
The answer is that if you have a custom in a town, it's binding. Kol Nidre won't work. Too late. Okay. Let's now turn to after Yud. We have a few. The time is running short. I want to do Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Tezayin, Yud Tes. Four more. Where's Yud Aleph? Next page. Next. Where's next? Scroll to the top. Next. What happened?
Scroll.
What do you mean? Where's next? Talk about the style. Let's see next.
Further.
Higher up?
No, you have to shift the other screen.
Thank you. You're out. There we go. Zesha Marnu. Dafka Beminish and Espashin Kafmiyim and Mela. Al Novka, I'll be posting Echad, Moray that will ask on the Komash Nogo, Masayim, I'll be Psaka Riff, the Komash Nogo, I'll be a Rambam, because of a Raja Vitshuva. She also be Rabba, Ben Lachem, Ben Lachmer. Rabbi Leza de Mila. Come to Rabbi Leza, your course mates of Nasus Pachon, Nasus Kli Barz, and Bishabas. If you also have Glila, you're all Kli Pesaro Pachalov. Hitler of Yosef that said the whole story. They follow their particular rabbi. You follow their rabbi, and that's all. That's a very, very important yisod. You follow the particular rav in that particular town. That's a very, very major yisod. Okay? Time is short. Okay? So there's somebody, there's some rabbi, look at him, he's attacking him. Harav rotza lachakim harashva v'yodayim nekiyas. Trying to argue with the Rashba on with clean hands. He's asking questions. Sfega the Rice of the Chumra. You can't just make up based on one rabbi. He says, I'm sorry. We can follow the Alokha Lamais. You can follow the Riff and the Rabba, Ben the Kula, Ben the Chumra. Let me go to Marival somewhere else. Let's go to the next page. Next page, yeah. Here you click. So he's saying over here, I turn it here, move this way.
On the bar, on the bottom of right beneath the text.
Up a little bit.
This?
Up one more.
Here? Yeah. Now I press left or right. Drag it.
Left this quick, and hold the left quick, and drag it to the right.
Ah, look at that. Heaven has rebound. Tapasmanim Elu Matzadika posting Echad Rabbalayim after getting the Kiddushin. So the Rajma says so. You can follow him. And therefore, whatever, in certain cases, you have a right to follow the Kong of Yeshlam, Rabbi, and Lozes, Midrab, and the Kulab, and the Churm, after Rabbah Poskin, after his Manazay, said after the Taktat, the Ador, and Sulami. In other words, if you're rabbis, you know, what can I tell you? He's a nobody, he's going to get all the Dole Ador. Then he's somebody, you're not a father rabbi, you'd base. But on Megarish it says that they weren't worried about it. Hold, I'm not going to the details now. This is a fascinating thing over here. I mean, from the top line, it's easy to see. See it, top line? Tvei isla lemechash ula yavo bezin v'yizpru kesvaras oso ayochid dumi de mekadesh v'mil v'pruta shenachem dovid im shol u'bezin v'oso adar nizbatl svaras dovid. The athlete, Kor B'Shem Achloikos on Echshava, as it says over here in Ein Darshan, V'Dorah Shabo Achrov, Paschal Ocha Kamos, I like David, V'Kanami Yisrael, L'Meicha Shlachi, V'Kalaz Didan, where do we look like fools if you weren't Machmir? If you can't Tfei Yisrael, L'Takune, L'Meicha Shlalaz Didan, V'Lemeicha Shlalaz Dekamoi. Rabbo said, I'll tell you the story, we came to the Geirish business. We had certain Chumras and Geirish. Chumras, Dinan, and Geirish. That if you, for example, if you wanted to be Megayer a child, you have to make sure that the parents are going to upfront. You cannot be Megayer a child, it's not a schus, it's a present policy officially, the parents are upfront. So the question is, they said 50 years ago the policy was different. As long as the parents committed to send the kids to Yeshiva Day School, even if they weren't from, they were Megayer them. So I said, too bad. So yes, no, Atamoti Laz, Allah gave us a Rishon. I said, look, I'm here with a pre-Kodesh. I'd rather be most, if I don't, be most loud on me. I don't know, I'm not thinking personally. You have to do what's right. Why is it different than Gittin Dav Zayin? There, you didn't need more than the first line. They want to make a chumrah. Everyone agrees the first line is enough. It's not machloikas about it. Then you're motzi las. But if it's a serious machloikas and din, and you think you're right and they're wrong, about it, you have to follow your own lights and not worry about there was more maker than 50 years ago. It's a very important yourself. People are going to carry away over here. That's what it says. Paragama de Gittin, now you're borrowed. Lord, Sorak Lamad of the Lost Votes, you go last to come away. But let the last to do. Shall you not take Cholik Badovar? That's the answer. When I'm convinced that this, no one's going to worry about it later on, that's different. A very, very important yourself. Goes back to our ritual from yesterday. Right? The famous ritual we spoke about is if they're Makel, you don't say follow with Minigal Kula. Gotta get it right. Okay, now it's Tez Zion and Yud Zion. Hold on. Page. That's Yud Zion. Okay. Let's Yud Zion see that first. No, what is that? Yud Tes. Let's see Tes Zion. Yud, they call it Yud Vav. Let's see over here. One second. Get on the bar here. Kotev Arash, Makom Shenagu. Aholech mi Makom Shemachmir le Makom Shemekilin. Dat Olamzar, yesh lina kukuli ha Makom Shalach Lasham. Vayachlo kumakom makom, they have achlekes. They put a damash nigo shenim achlekes. What, as we saw? Okay. What is this here? Okay. Okay, this is the rush we saw. Okay, in Misham Malka Malka, you have to ask also, but that's the Chumma Malka Shayotze Misham. Milza de Pshita, and the Dark of the Hawk will be Minig Makoma, but Dabba Shadnagu also. Abba Milza de Meikir Odin Asira, Ab Shi Sura in Alamed de Vaisofim, Hadabba Barra, de Bahai Milza, the Shag, and the Shalom. Viscote de Mom Elef Pa'omim, Lo yavra al divrei sofim b'shoel em chayv misa v'al tite b'loshon arosh v'atosis d'may d'kotz of arosh came and left the yisur d'araisa lo d'ikarav z'al v'lishtei v'samach ha-mash kotz of ha-kakach el shenogu bo yisur l'achmer aleyem d'mash v'di ilo havi heta shenogu bo yisur el ad'osa v'koi av shi yisur m'd'rabona lo yekel mishum machlokes and same tosis this is a pre-chosh he said exactly the same thing in Tov Samaches can't be. Look at this. I mentioned this to you yesterday. Enochad the mitzvah the yisurah the rabbanim pshinu luchuli amo lo yavod al das pnei hashalom. The lo tei mahachi. Meet top line. Mi shaholech laore. What's that? Frankia. France. Yish. That was in Italy. That's custom. Yish the stam yenum. Kevin she'ein asurah the mitzofim. Yish tovim achloikas. The mi shemesiv ochli mom. And there was certain place where they were Mekel and Stam. It's famous, it's known, it's famous. She was Ramo about it, Mar in Padua. They were Mekel and Stam Yenim. They put no Avodah Zarah in the ploy and they. Brr, no way! Make a machloikas. Make a machloikas. Inu Kema David Rabbana Fapisha Ogu Vishanu. Naslam the Dava Keta. Inu Mistamashli is Kotu Imam Yikor Marayanim. Amos from Sabbath, me did me echo din, us the Rabbana, the echo Rosh, of him, Achlokes, etc. That's what I wanted to show you. Now, what about that? Was what? That was one more left. Your test, the last one. Next. Your test. So, Chaim, Bedin, Bene, Ir, Achash, and his Garshu, Bekova, the Rosh, and Makamacher. Kulus, the Chumas, Mishunas, the Menach Shalem. Echi, Snagam, the Gurosh, and Kaminik, and Makomam. Okay, minig me amokah shakovah dirasim shah. This we spoke with this is be alacha from yesterday, right? Remember the be alacha yesterday? We go to a new place. Okay. Resh ha-polim. What does it say? Paul b'knisosom. Lechzi heicha nehigi b'yir ha-chadasha. V'nechzi meheicha kosul b'nikuta. The Rashi Duran say, v'diporich v'nechzi meheicha osul kolomar. V'yinagu v'minig oso mokom shabo mishah. Shamina the Khalir Khadosh and no the Rov Anoshim Hek and Bo Hakol Kiminigo Samokum Shabo Misham. Right? Okay, but Tamada who ear Khadosha Al Hokoli ear Acha Shayesh for Minyan Alpha Pisha Abom Shame Rubin Yeshim Din Yachin Vechayov and Lina Kumim Bokum Shahokol Sham Upaki Minai Achumish Shayo Nogam Kalman. Right? Uvir Khadosh Alo Shani Lon Ben Ibrahim Ruba the Bomb Watam the Almazin Basaruba. הדרך משה. סקפצו עשור אנושה, ביוחדו שבו ממקום אחד ודל במקום אחר, סתובה דמילסון נמשוך הנחל מילים במקום של שישה, משום דהורובו. כן, בואו עשרים ממקום אחד ועשרים למקום אחר, נסקפצו ממקום אחר, ביוחדו שאין כאן שום מילים ויעשו הכל על פי התורה, עד שיתקנו ויעשו עשו כמס ביניהם, על פי הרוב. Okay, that's very important to know. Okay, gives interesting examples. Bo grushim, bonu grushim, ve'artos edom, imrav kihilos, kihilos b'kagon, ha'ilo armina kama kama botol. The merubim and merubim ha'yu, abon b'chol pam u'pam. A whole kihil of satna chasidim moving to Williamsburg. Say they were all botol to the people who lived in Brooklyn before? No, they have their own kihil, now they're bigger than us. V'du ha'shem b'chol yom v'yom ha'yu asin l'avo. הם כן הם חייבים לקיים מה שנוגע ועושים לחומרה עד כאן לשונו הסמר השדם ולדידי אין דבריהם כאן אלא כשבו ונעשו כל החרס בקושתו קצת נופ נהשת עקת אין חייבים לתק על נושאים הקדובס לכל כל יש לו דין היר as the Ram says יש לו דין חדושו דפרו בגמון אף זה מייך לקיימה יניגה כמינגה עושה מוקום שבו משום הולב אחי Nirin advarim, yachem bo merubim b'bnei yir shabo l'shamim b'watim, d'hani basroi, griri b'osa kamoi, b'mina goseyem, ben l'kula ben l'chumra, v'zeh boru b'yenai. Okay, because they're coming in, they're not making their own new kehillah. As we saw yesterday in the Bi'ur Halacha, it depends if they made a new kehillah or didn't make a new kehillah. That's what it says. Very, very, very important. Seems to me, that if you start a new shul, the majority of the miyasim, the shul are kovei, the minyan stays forever. Our shul does some Ashkenaz, because that's how the miyasim came to Ashkenaz, and whatever the minyan happens. We have some Yekashim in Hogan, we say the David Boch in our shul, the Yekashadigan. We have Yautzlis, I don't know, it depends which way you wanted them. We have that. I'm not ready to cancel these things, even though the majority came in and it didn't happen. Whatever minyan Hogan exists, we try to keep on going. But it was all dependent on the first people who started the shul. So we consider a shul to be a summit of a kehil, but yeah. But also, I want to say a few words on the parsha, since it's Thursday, and since you mentioned the Kabbalah Shabbos, yes.
So it comes out from this that family have been hugging or nothing.
That's what this comes out. They're nothing unless the person accepted it on himself later on.
No, but I mean, even that may only be talking about if a bunch of people.
No, the person accepted upon himself. He has to have a Torah Sadar for sure.
No, but it will not be relevant to
his children, right? Unless they accept it on themselves after they got married. Because in their father's house, they have no choice.
So like someone who their parents say, Shalom Aleichem, only one time instead of three, so that, or they say, like, Tilas Hashem after Shir Malos, or
those things, that thing's not binding. What about the 3 hours and the 6 hours? That's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Rabbi, it's filling me this way or this way. I think it can. I think that's not binding. Ashkenazim do different ways. Even if they, you know, they all come from the Ashkenazim of early Germany, of Ashkenaz. And the same applies to 3 hours and 6 hours and all these mirrors. I don't think it's binding. I don't think so. Any questions before I start talking about the parsha a little bit?
The knot, when you wrap this way, the way you tie the knot actually could be makif. So it's not good for someone who wraps in because we're wrapping up.
I don't think it's bigger than the prophet. I think it do everyone. But there's an interesting thing about the dalit and the double dalit. Whoa, chassidim hold the double dalit. It came along with the lifters. No, it's not a dalit. So they changed it to a regular dalit. That's what I have. Back up the new ones and say, no, I have to back up a double dalit. You can't win. Two pairs of film. Every day you have to take a dalit and undo it and do it again. And according to some books,
not really.
What does that mean?
Meaning, almost every. I mean, it's if you. The original meaning was the
double down.
So it's not the.
There's
no Indian in being Mekayim, the quote unquote single down.
Yeah, the single down has been accepted in many circles now as being the only meaning. To the exclusion of all others. Yes, the yeshiva shevel, that's what they say. One down, then everything else is no good. I'm just telling what's going on in real life.
I mean, they even convinced Rabbi Yeshua that he.
The single.
No, no. That,
they convinced him back?
That really double. I mean, he still has a single.
That's
his time, but he doesn't. He was masculine, so the double is the original.
But he still has single.
He shouldn't change.
Rabbi Yosha still has single.
Yeah.
Obviously, he holds that single is better. Obviously, otherwise he would have changed a long time ago.
Sure.
Whatever it is, but that's the bottom line. I'm not going into that particular thing. Whatever you want. It's a machlokas din, not a minute. I don't know what it is. I'm going to pass an halacha. They're both good. But if they're both good, it's unacceptable to me that they haven't Klai Yisrael as a kakaf to the Lamanatsko. I can't remember Kabbalists. The emotions about the accents. Can't be that half the chalitas in the world are no good. This just can't be. So it has to be that they're both good. Okay? Rabbi said a little bit about the parsha that you mentioned, Kabbalah Shabbat. I was listening to a tape by Rabbi Schlesinger Shalita from Muncie, and he was asking the following question, a fascinating question. Why did we start Kabbalah Shabbos with the Luchuna Ranana? This is the minute go back to the Ramak. And what is it all about, that parak? Arboim Shona Okut B'dor. He said, a Jew asked him, that's how you start Kabbalah Shabbos? That's how you start bringing the holiest day of the year with such a negative, such negativity? Kadosh Baruch Hu swore this week's parsha, we're not going to come into Eretz Yisrael? What a great kasha. So he gave the following answer, a very brief summation of what I heard on the tape, it was follows. On the pasuk, v'sodam al tovo nafshi, Yaakov Avinu. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says it has to do with the Chet of Haragim. Rashi and Chumash says it has to do with Shevet Shimon, the whole story about the. So the Marshon Sanhedrin asks, what do you mean? B'sodom al Shavu Nashim, what does Shevet Shimon have to do with Chet of Haragim? The Marshon, because the Torah Tmina changes the gear, so he never likes it when he changes the gear. So look at that Pesuk in Torah Tmina. Is the real truth the Marshon says? It was the Meragel of Shimon who started us all rolling. Speculation. That the Meragel of Shimon, whoever he was the one who you were true this morning? What was the Meragel of Shimon? Matei Shimon. You all said it this morning. A little embarrassing, you know, the Torah Baal Pat. We just read it this morning, we read it Monday morning, we read it this Shabbos afternoon. Okay, I'll open my Chumash. Okay. We don't have it clear. We're not the Vilna Gaon. You go everything about Ben. Was it Shafat Ben Chori? Who was it? So that's in my head, but I want to look it up. I don't say a bad thing about anybody. The Matei Shimon. Where is it? Yeah, I was right. Shafat Ben Chori. I don't want to say that. We both to shame on him. According to the Marsha, he's a bad guy. He was the one who got the Miraglin all wild. Okay. So the question that we ask, what's the Sod? What's the secret over here? This is the fascinating answer that he suggested. In the sense of the Zohar HaKadosh, which is quoted by the, I think this is Sean quotes, others quoted, that the reason why the Meraglim said we shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael because they were going to lose their positions. If they go into Eretz Yisrael, they would no longer be the Messiah. A new kind of Hanhaga requires a new kind of Nasa. Remember Rabbi Goldberg, the Chavon Rabbi, used to always say, what do you mean? It's such petty negiyus. Yeah, he used to say it means that no, they preferred the hanhaga of the Dor HaMidbar, which was sitting in Karl all day, to the hanhaga of Eretz Yisrael. I have to go to work. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said no. He said all us from the top of Kolei Tzmachol. They rebelled against Hashem, but they thought being in Karl was better than going to plant in Eretz Yisrael. That's what he used to say. Doesn't mean the petty negiyus. But the Messiah Hashem said it was petty negiyus. They want to lose their offices as Messiah. Even though I think it quotes the Balaturim who said the only Sari Chamishim. They were not such high level officials over these guys. Sari Chamishim means there were plenty of Sari mayors and Sari Lachim over them, and so did the real Messiah. But even that little small position they didn't want to lose. Alright? Fine. So really super petty Nagiyah. This is as follows. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said that we think that we make our decisions based on our seichel. But it's wrong. We make our decisions based on our ritzonos, on our desires. And our desires are somehow able to cloud our vision. So we really can't see straight. With the pasuk, Ki ha-shochad ya'aveh einei chachamim. Ya'aveh pikchim. We all have shochad, we all have various negiyas. And it's because of our negiyas that we make wrong decisions. We don't even realize it. We don't realize our own negiyas. We have to make decisions based on intellect, without negiyas, without our own ulterior motives pushing in one direction or another. This being the case, he said, from Yisrael Salanter, if a person makes a decision based upon a negiah, even if he happens to get it right, it's still not Torah. It's not a correct shot. It has to be a psak based on absolute no negiah. For those who know the world we live in, it's shver. I don't want to talk about it more than I have to. But it's to be able to pass it with no negiah, not so posh. Mela, that's pshat over here. The Meraglim went there to Israel, gave back a report. At first glance, they gave back an honest report. What's the sod? The sod is that negiyus. The sod of Maltovo Nafshi. When they gave this report, it was based upon their own negiyus. They didn't want to lose their positions as Sarech Hamishim, and therefore they gave a skewed report, which led them to a 40-year disaster of all dying in the Midbar, because of the negiah. That's why it's called a soul. Perhaps the miraculous themselves didn't even realize that they had negiahs. They gave what they considered to be an honest report. But for soul, the Maltav and Afshi, Yaakov Avinu was going down, he knew they would have negiahs, and because of the negiahs, they're going to come with a skewed report. It was a soul. No one realized that was a negiah that's caused them to give the bad report. That's trap. For soul, the Maltav and Afshi. So therefore, what is our take-home lesson for the miraculous according to this interpretation? That is, we have to try to elevate ourselves above the negiyus, and that our ratzon should be the ratzon Hashem. What we want is what the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants, nothing else. That's what we have to work on ourselves. To take away the negiyus and to think honestly to ourselves, remove all the negiyus, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from us? Not an easy task. But the Al Shulchan Kaddish says on that Perek at Tehillim, Luchun Aranana, and the whole dispute was about the Dorah after the Meraglim. They wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael right away. And Hashem said, no, you can't do it. And he goes the whole back and forth. What do you mean? They wanted to go on right away. He said, we already learned the lesson of the Meraglim. They made a mistake. We'll do tshuva. And the answer is, no, you did not learn the lesson fully yet. You need 40 years to learn the lesson, to go to Eretz Yisrael without negiyus. Yivon HaMunuchasi, not until then. The lesson of Shabbos, Rabosai, we should try to raise ourselves above the weekday level below all of our negiyus. We have all our, you know, we're going, we're coming, we have business, we have classes, we have this, we have all kinds of things. Shabbos, Kurdish, we should try to elevate ourselves to a matzav where we have no negiyus. We all want to do the Ratzon Hashem. Hence, according to this interpretation, the Luchun Aranana is an appropriate introduction to Kabbalah Shabbos. Because the Luchun Aranana tells us the terrible effect of the negiyas of the Meraglim, and they're referring to the Avraham Shana Okot Bedor, and they took them 40 years to overcome that negiyah. It wasn't the punishment, they just had to get back to the state where they were able to see things without any negiyas, just without any shochad. And on Shabbos, you know, I'm adding to what he said in the tape, in Yivon El Menuchasi, I think the keyword is Menuchasi. Menuchasi in the original context, of course, means Eretz Yisrael, El Menuchal Anachla. But for our purpose, we take the word Menuchasi and mean Shabbos. So we have to have Shabbos for us should be on the Madrega of Eretz Yisrael after the Dara Midbar learned the lesson after 40 years to remove the Negiyas. We should be all Zaycha to reach this high level. Amen v'amen. And thank you very much for your attention. Mitzvah Hashem on Monday at 11. Unless I tell you otherwise. I don't know. On Monday, anything can happen. Alright, we're on Monday for 11. And the topic is Yontif Sheni Shul Golos. We have the Dubai Makomis, and the Siyat of Shmaya will try to cover that next week.